Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. We still have just enough time to do some shopping for Thanksgiving dinner the day after tomorrow. And for those who want to carry through the eat local theme, we would like to propose a few side dishes that are quintessentially Maryland. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, you've been here long enough to know about our quirky little ideas.
Oh, yeah. It was a bit of a surprise to me when I moved to Baltimore to see some of the things on the Thanksgiving table, which I, you know, even aside from my Italian Thanksgiving, just what I would think of as traditional Thanksgiving. The first one is sauerkraut, which kind of always throws us Northerners off, but is on every table in Baltimore when I go to someone's house for Thanksgiving.
I can't live without it.
Yeah.
it's so good. I like to make my sauerkraut. There's a local brand that I buy, and then I get Jimmy Dean's, you know, small little sausages and put them in. And I'd like to use a little bit of apple cider to balance the acidity
after you
wash it. And it just you just throw it on and let it simmer for a couple hours, and it's fabulous.
Right.
I like the tartness of it offsetting some of the sweeter things on the plate.
Sure.
That might be what's behind the madness.
I mean, it makes sense, but we just never saw it.
I know. And it does go well with all the gravy that's slopping
around. Oh, yeah, there's no doubt.
Oyster stuffing is something that is quintessential here.
Yeah, without a doubt. And obviously, oysters just really in the prime of the season, they're delicious. And I think that's kind of the Maryland Thanksgiving surf and turf.
It is. It is. And it's made with the oysters. They get shucked and they're gently cooked and everything with a lot of different spices and whatnot. And then you're going to use some chicken stock and some eggs and some chopped up bread and stuff like that. You know,
yeah.
So you can
A little bit of sherry goes in, which is always fun.
I think a touch of sherry in just about everything other than the sauerkraut really works well. So that's really a good one. Now,
Really good to do it in a casserole dish.
I think so.
You know, I'm not a big fan of turkey in general, but certainly not a big fan of stuffing in the turkey. I like my stuffing cooked separate.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's a great way to bring it to the table with the big brown top, nice casserole dish full of stuffing.
One of the simplest soups I've ever come across is also one of my favorite. And I got this recipe from the Maryland's Way Cookbook,
which is a
collection
of old
recipes.
And I love that book.
The South River Club Crab Soup. This was a gentleman's club down south of Annapolis. And the ingredients can be easier. Butter, flour, milk, salt, pepper, some crab meat, a little bit of cream, a little sherry.
What I think is interesting is the hard-boiled eggs in this dish.
Yeah.
And they're pushed through a sieve.
Right.
Like to really almost puree them and then added to the soup, which is something I've never seen before.
It ends up thickening the soup a little bit.
Something I'm going to try, but I never noticed that in the Maryland Way Cookbook, but it sounds really delicious.
It's a great idea. And this dish is so tasty. And of course, the sherry doesn't hurt at all.
Of course.
No, not a bit. I've done this. I've made Maryland beaten biscuits.
So good.
And this is like one of our great traditions. I don't know that many people do it anymore. Essentially, you beat it to get the lard and the flour mixed together properly.
Exactly.
And you're also trying to trap some air in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to use the back of a rolling pin, although the photograph in Maryland's Way cookbook shows the back of a hatchet being used. You put those together with some country ham, and you're good to go.
Perfect.
And finally, only in sweet potatoes. This is kind of a potato fluff type of thing with some black walnuts.
Yeah, walnuts, which I think are awesome.
Which just makes it a delicious dish. You put all these things together, and you've got something that is quintessentially American. So we'll do your Italian Thanksgiving first, then we'll come over to my house, and we'll have Maryland dinner. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.